The content you're about to partake in is created by me, Pretty Please Kill Me Now, and is only authorized for distribution by me. Please do not download, repost, host, or share my content without my express consent. This is a work of fiction by an adult for consumption only by adults and does not condone or encourage the actions contained within. Have fun. Hi guys. It's me. I'm sorry it's been so long since I posted, but it's been kind of a crazy couple months. So, remember last time when I told you how Daddy dumped me, how he got rid of me? Well, a lot's happened since then. It's been kind of weird. I'm not really proud of it, but Daddy says that's kind of the point. He's here with me now, by the way. And he really wants me to tell all you guys what happened. Are you sure about this, Daddy? Okay. Well, I just want you guys to know, I might cry, okay? And it's okay. I'm okay. Anyways, remember how I said Daddy dumped me? After that, I really didn't have any place to go. I tried to get my old fast food job back, but I guess I was on their do not hire list because the manager I was fucking while I worked there before, he got in trouble too. So they were mean about me coming back. They told me I broke like 22 health regulations or something. And the guy who talked to me said I was a dirty slut. I mean, I tried to offer him a blowjob. Told him I'm really good at it. And he said I was hot. But he said if I wanted to be a whore, I should just go be a whore. He said no one else would hire me either. And you know what? He was right. There was this one guy, though. He didn't hire me, but he did ask me out. He said I was cute, and he took me out to dinner. He fucked me after, and he was nice, I guess. But he was kind of boring. He didn't know what to do with me. He didn't know how to treat me. Not like my daddy did. So I stayed with him for a while, but he got tired of me asking him for money. He said I was pretty, but selfish. So he dumped me. And I didn't have any place to go. So
You know what I did? I went back home to my mom. At first, she was happy to see me, I guess. She'd been worried about me. Like, she'd heard all these rumors about me, and I was too scared to tell her they were all true, so I lied to her. She apologized for calling me a stupid, useless whore, and for kicking me out. She said I could live with her again, but things would have to be different. She told me I had to study to get my GED. So I stayed with her for a little while, but Daddy, do I really have to talk about this? Okay. One day, I was in my bedroom. I was supposed to be studying, but I was naked. I had my head on the floor, and I was propped up against the wall, so my pussy was above my head, you know, and my legs were stretched out with my feet above me, and I had my phone set up next to me. You know, pointed at me. And I was making a video for my daddy. I thought maybe I could convince him to take me back. So I was touching myself, and I had drunk a lot of water, and I was trying to pee, like, on my face, you know? Just like that guy did in that house, remember? I thought Daddy might like it. I thought he might take me back. But that's when my mom walked in. She opened the door just as I was starting to, you know, and she got really mad. She said I was stupid and disgusting, and she said she was ashamed to be my mom. And then she saw my tattoo. You know, the one on my thigh. She called me useless. And you know what? She was right. I am useless. Anyway, she said I wasn't her daughter anymore. She said she didn't have a daughter. And, she kicked me out. Again. But it's okay. You know? I don't want you guys to worry about me. Because I sent that video to my daddy anyway. And you know what? He texted me back. He picked me up. He took me home. And he fucked me. Anyways, I guess he missed me. 'Cause after he just spent that first night fucking me, like, over and over, and he came all over me, he said he would take me back, but he said things would have to be different. So the next morning, he made me wear these really tight short shorts and a tiny crop top that he'd bought me before he dumped me. And daddy likes me in heels, so I had to wear these really uncomfortable stilettos he had that were a little too small for me. But I didn't care, because I was with my daddy. He wanted me in pigtails again, too, I guess. Daddy likes me in pigtails, so I put my hair up, you know? He called me cute, but stupid. And he fucked me again. Anyway, after that, after he came on my face, he told me to just leave it there. And he put me in the car. And then he drove me to the pet store. He made me go in like that. I mean, I don't think anybody noticed my face, because it was dry by then. But anyway, we went shopping, you know, for me. It was really embarrassing because he made me try all these collars on. And he called me a stupid bitch right there in the middle of the store. Everybody heard him. And I mean, I was so wet. I even tried to reach into my shorts, but Daddy slapped my hand away. And he said no. He called me a bad girl. He said I didn't deserve it. And then he picked out this collar that was kind of a choker chain. It was really embarrassing and kind of scary. Anyway, he got me that collar and a leash, and he made me wear them up to the cash register. The checkout girl said I had to take them off. It was against the rules, I guess. But Daddy didn't listen to her. He just told her to ring it up. And you know what? She did. She just scanned it right there while I was wearing it. Almost like she was scanning me for Daddy to buy. And then he paid her, and he led me out of the store with my leash. Daddy, do I really have to tell them the rest? Okay. So, I don't know if you guys really want to hear this, but Daddy wants me to tell you anyway. I'm just saying you might not want to listen to the rest because it's really, I don't know. I mean, I'm okay, you know? I'm fine. I'm with my daddy, so it's just that I thought I better warn you. I really am probably gonna cry. Okay. So, first, Daddy drove me home, and he had me put on makeup, you know, so I look really pretty. Nothing fancy, just like I was getting ready for a nice date, you know? I did my eyes, and I put some colored lip gloss on. I kept my pigtails, and my collar was still on. But he said I wasn't allowed to wear anything else, so I took my clothes off. He put me in the car again, and he drove me out of town. Like, into the woods. I really didn't know where we were going. And I was really nervous, because this time really did seem different, you know? Anyways, he finally stopped the car on this muddy road outside of town in the forest. And there were a couple of trucks already parked there with a couple of guys waiting. I thought I saw something in one of the truck beds. but it was kind of dark. Before we got out, Daddy said, "This was my last chance to be useful." So he made me get out of the car, and then he made me get down on all fours. It was really muddy, but Daddy didn't care. He made me get down there anyway. And when I did, the guy standing by the trucks kind of laughed. He led me by the leash to the front of the car, into the headlights of the trucks. Like, I didn't know what I was doing there. I was really nervous because this was so weird. I was cold, and my nipples were hard, and I was so horny. I mean, I don't know why. That's just me, you know? I guess I was just excited because I didn't know what my daddy was going to make me do. So one of the guys came over and he looked at me. He kinda pulled on my pigtail a little. And then he reached between my legs behind me, and he stuck a finger in me. He grabbed one of my nipples and twisted it, and I kinda, like, squealed a little. He laughed, and he told Daddy I was really wet, and that just my smell would probably be enough. I didn't really know what he meant, but Daddy just laughed. He said, "Yeah, she's useless, but at least she's got a wet pussy." The other guy chuckled, and I thought the guys were gonna fuck me, you know? I wanted to be useful for my daddy. But instead, one of the guys, he went to the back of one of the trucks, and I heard some panting and the jingle of a collar, and this guy led this dog over, and it started to get all anxious when it saw me. Like, it crawled and barked a little. I was really scared, but Daddy said not to move and to stay on my hands and knees. The dog was straining on its leash, sniffing at me. I guess it wanted to smell my pussy, you know? And the guy, he said, I think he likes her. And Daddy said he wasn't good for anything else. He said I was pretty, but useless. And since I wasn't good enough to fuck guys, maybe I could be good enough to fuck his friend's dog. I could hear it panting. They let it smell me. I could feel its wet nose, and it was getting really excited. I was so scared, but Daddy told them I would do anything he wanted. He told them I would let their dog fuck me. And you know what? He was right. I'm useless. I'm disgusting. I'm only good enough to fuck dogs. I'm okay, I want to tell them. The guys were laughing, and then the dog jumped on me. Its muddy paws on my back. I was crying. It was disgusting, but I would have done it. I would have done it for my daddy. It barked and it panted in my ear. And it was trying to melt me. I was nothing. I was a whole. I could feel its cock on my thigh, and I smelled its breath. It liked me. But then, you know what happened? Daddy stopped it. Daddy pushed the dog off me, and he said no. The guys were kind of upset. They were disappointed, but Daddy said no. I was crying. I was naked. I had mud all over me. This cold chain around my neck. I would have done it, but Daddy didn't make me. Instead, he pulled me up by my pigtails. He bent me over the car. You know what? He fucked me. He fucked me so hard. And I came. I came with that dog still barking and growling at me, trying to get at me, smelling me. Upset that you didn't get to fuck me too. And Daddy came too. He called me useless and stupid and filthy and nasty. And I made him come. And then he told the guys to leave. The guys just laughed and loaded the dog into the truck and they left. Just like that, it was like what almost happened to me. What they almost did to me was nothing to them. God. Anyways, after that, Daddy looked at me and I know this must sound really crazy to you guys, but I knew he loved me. Like, I don't know what I did, but something changed. He wiped the mud off me, and he gave me a robe he got out of the trunk because I was so cold. And he hugged me. And he told me he was proud of me. And he put me back in the car. He told me I could stay. He told me things would be different. He told me he'd never test me like that again. He told me he'd never threaten to kick me out again. He told me he knew what I needed. He knew how to treat me. And that from now on, he would take care of me. And that's what happened. And now I'm with my daddy. That was a few weeks ago. And tonight, we were just deciding what to do. And Daddy thought I might be ready to record it, to share it with you guys, because he knows what I need. He knows how to take care of me. But you know what? I'm kind of scared that you all think I'm like damaged or broken or something because of what almost happened, because of what I almost did. But I'm fine. Really, I'm okay. I'm more than okay. I'm happy. So, I don't want you guys to worry about me, okay? I'm fine. I promise. Daddy knows what to do with me. Daddy knows how to treat me. Daddy, can you fuck me now? Please? Okay. I'm so wet, Daddy. Let me just finish this, okay? One sec. Guys, Daddy's gonna take me somewhere and fuck me, so I gotta go. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for caring. Okay, bye.